Joined now by the head coach of the Razorbacks, Mike Anderson. And Coach, tell us what you've seen in your team so far. Usually October 15th is the first time that you can practice, but you've been able to practice since about the 1st of October.
Well, we actually started October the 5th, and at that time we didn't have a court, and then we eventually got our court. So, but what I've seen is a team that's coming out and working hard. They're pushing one another. They're competing, and hopefully that's elevating, you know, guys' level of play. And I see some guys now that are starting to try to really separate and bring up to another level. As I alluded to, those guys that, you know, every time you take this floor, you are auditioning in front of me to make sure that when that time comes, November the 8th is not that far away, that, coach, I'm that guy. But as I watch our team, I just see a team that's going to have some hopefully quality depth.
Quality depth, depth inside, I think, is something that you needed to fulfill a need, and you did in a Bobby Portis and a Moses Kingsley.
Well, guys that fit what we're doing. I think Moses, and he brings a guy that can protect the rim. I mean, our defense is causing havoc out on the open court and bringing people to the rim, but we got to protect the rim. I think Portis will give us a guy that'll do that. Bobby, the same thing. He's a guy that has great basketball IQ, can really run the floor. Both of those guys can really run the floor, and Bobby just has great basketball IQ. And this guy is so hungry. I think about the guys that the tremendous player we've had in the past, Joe Johnson, Corliss Williams. Those guys, you know, they were good players, but they want to be great players. This guy has that same thing in his DNA. He wants to be a player, and whatever it takes to help a team win, he's going to do it. He's won 4 state championships, so he embodies winning, and I love guys like that.
I think you're going to learn a lot about your basketball team early on in the season. I look to the week of Thanksgiving when you and I will be on the island of Maui watching a little hoops. But you'll learn a lot about your team, not just during that tournament, but before as well. But how important is it to go out there and have a good showing?
Well, it's good from the standpoint. Hopefully we're playing some good basketball. We want to come out of the shoot. You know, the season, we want to come out there strong. And you know, we've got some games at home. Lafayette's going to be a good team. SMU, Larry Brown. SMU, former SWC full. We play them, and then we launch on and play California. And obviously, you got the nation's eye watching you. So it's a tournament that everyone watches, and everyone really get a chance to see some quality basketball. And we want to play good basketball going over there, playing them. And if Syracuse in there, you got Baylor's in there, you got Chaminade, the Giant Killers in there, Minnesota's in there, Gonzaga's in there. So it's a great field, and you want to go in there, you want to perform well.
Winning away from Bud Walton Arena. Last year you only lost one game at home, a stellar home conference record. What's it going to take what you do at home on the road this year?
I think with the guys that we have now, I think continue to trust and believe in one another. When adversity comes, we've got to pull together. I thought last year when adversity took place, whether a team made a run at us, I thought we'd try to do it individually to get back in the game. And we're going to hang our hats on our defense, and that's going to keep us in a lot of games. But I think now we're going to have guys that trust one another, sharing the basketball, and having a guy that can maybe go to make some plays. And I think we got a number of guys, Alandis Harris. We got guys that can knock shots down. I think we got it more experience now. And so that's the next step. We've established we're gonna take care of Bud Walton Arena. I mean, surely we're going to have some great games there. And our fans will come in and they'll do their thing. They're, to me, like 8 to 10 points. Well, we got to take the same mindset and take it on the road. And I think we will this year. I think we'll play much better this year.
If you had to start a game tomorrow, I know you don't, but if you had to, who would be the starting point guard?
Well, I couldn't. I mean, it could be Kai. It could be guy Ricky Scott. It could be Kiko. It could be a number of guys, Fred Gulley. So that's how fierce the competition is. And so with that being said, I think we're going to be fine from that standpoint. Guys run the show. And you got to remember, now we have the versatility of our forwards. Those guys can be point forwards. I mean, when you look at a guy like Cody or Orlando, those guys can handle the basketball. Ja'Cory Williams. So the thing I like about it is that we ain't just got to have one guy. And obviously, when you want to get into something, you got to have somebody that can get you into something. And I think we have guys that are capable of doing that, and guys that will continue to develop.
The SEC has put a point of emphasis on non-conference scheduling. They want to get more teams into the NCAA tournament. What do you have to do as a head coach to try and ensure that not only Arkansas can get in there, but the league doesn't suffer because of some team's non-conference schedule?
You got to win games. That's the bottom line. I mean, you schedule the games, you got to win. I mean, you look at our schedule from last year, and we played teams, but we didn't win games. So we didn't win games, and we want 10 games in our league. You know, back in the days, you know, that got you into the NCAA tournament, but it's not so. So you've got to win games early and often, and then, of course, you got to win in conference play too, and that's our aim. But we're going to control the things we can control, and that is, you know, each day, one day at a time, practice one day at a time, each game one game at a time. And I think if we have that mindset, we're going to be in the hunt for something at the end. It always has happened. This is my third year, and everywhere I've been, it is taking place. And so why it takes place, I think guys understand what we're trying to do in terms of from a team standpoint. And we got more of the guys that fit what we're doing. I think that's so important, is that you got to have the right kids, hopefully pulling the right way.
Earlier this year, you couldn't get on the floor at Bud Walton Arena. Does that illustrate a need for a basketball practice facility? Or can that illustrate a need anymore for the need of a basketball practice facility at Arkansas?
Well, it is very unfortunate that took place, but I don't think, you know, I think the basketball facility is for our student athletes. I mean, why? Because you're talking about not only the men, you're talking about the women as well, having a facility they can go to and have access to it. And now there won't be no overlapping. You know, we're still going to practice in Bud Walton Arena. But at the same time, now classes that, you know, the young ladies want to take, they can take those at the appropriate time now, and not necessarily have to go at a certain time. And I think that's, to me, that's more important there. But it also shows that when it did take place, the war on the floor, that was a place we could go to. And versus now we have to go to the Hyper, we have to go to Barn Hill, you're back and forth. But the blessing part about it, we did have a place to go to. And I think, but more so, I think when you talk about from a recruiting standpoint and just having the access, is so important, especially with the kind of players we're getting. We're getting some players that obviously going to be playing at the next level. And so I think in recruiting, that's attractive to those guys.
Last question. Nashville being a primary host of the SEC basketball tournament, 9 out of the next 12 years after this year in Atlanta, are you pleased that the SEC has a place that they are calling home, and that Arkansas fans, it's quick, it's a five-hour drive from Little Rock, it's not that far from Fayetteville, and that fans can go there?
Well, at least we have a place where we're going to play. I know, talking with Kevin and Vanderbilt, I'm sure they're happy to have it at home. I would prefer to have it in probably Fayetteville if I could, you know. But it's a place where our fans can get to, and I think they wanted it, and they do a good job of promoting it. And I'm sure the SEC is looking forward to it being there.
Good luck this year, Coach.
Okay, thank you.